You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The movie that Jeremy loved, he went and saw it last weekend, was the Super Mario Brothers movie. Well, it was number one at box office again.
As it should be. One of the greatest films ever made.
3 weeks in a row, made another $58 million. They say it is sneaking up on the $1 billion mark worldwide.
Wow, nice.
So people seem to like the cartoon stuff. The number two movie, I think, is one that Jeremy will go his entire life without seeing, and probably me too. Evil Dead Rise.
Oh, no. Yeah. Zero interest.
Slipping to number five is that movie Air. And I still really want to see that.
Well, you'll be able to stream it soon, I would imagine.
Yeah, because it was made by Amazon Studios.
Oh, it's probably already on there then.
So it might be on Prime before too long. I kind of want to see it in the theater. Anyway, that's number five. That's going on. So, speaking of Hollywood and stars, Ben Affleck is making the news because he showed up on the Drew Barrymore show on Friday, and he announced that his wife, J-Lo, can eat whatever she wants. He says she eats pizza, cookies, ice cream, everything. And what he's trying to say is she looks gorgeous. In fact, he referred to her as the most gorgeous woman in the world. But he says that she can eat anything and still continue to look that way.
Well, she's probably burning it off. She's probably got a crazy exercise routine.
She definitely has a workout routine.
She probably dances a lot, too.
He says, I don't magically appear to be 20 years old like her. You know what I mean? Perfect skin and the whole thing. Boy, is he scoring
He's
points
gushing.
With her.
He is gushing. He must be in trouble for some reason.
He must be in trouble. That's funny that we all think that right away.
What'd he do?
So the Bed Bath & Beyond story is starting to really spread. They filed for bankruptcy. This is not a restructuring thing. They're just going to close all Bed Bath & Beyond.
It's very sad. A lot of people losing their jobs and a lot of coupons going to waste.
If you got one of those big coupons, you have until tomorrow to use the coupon.
Does everybody have a drawer of those like I do? Like a stack of 20 of them?
No, I learned from Gretchen. She was like, I don't do those. She goes, you can just go onto your phone and they've got sometimes even better coupons.
Really?
And you just flash your phone.
I have a stack of them still.
Yeah. So anyway, those are only good through tomorrow, but then they'll start doing all the liquidation stuff, so they'll have deep discounts anyway. Starting Wednesday, everything that you buy will be final sale, so nothing will be returnable after Wednesday. And if you've got a gift card, you've got 2 weeks to use that because they will stop accepting them May 8th.
Okay, so get out and do some shopping. Get her done. If you get some towels.
If you've got like a bridal registry or something like that, they say they're going to reach out to you and they will help you try to connect with a competitor's service to move over there. So,
smart move. Go to Target.
I've always was a fan of the BB&B. I kind of like
one of
those.
Yeah, I purchased some things from that store.
Apparently, we didn't go enough.
Well, there's... I always felt like their prices were about 20% higher than everywhere else, oddly enough. Yeah, so you kind of felt like you were getting a good deal.
Anyway, that's a sad day, I think, to see those stores
very sad,
shutting down. What else is trending?
Well, another very sad day. I'm really bummed about this. Bandimere Speedway is closing at the end of the 2023 season. Owners are searching for a new location, so if you know of one, maybe reach out to them. Bandimere, you know, Thunder Mountain. It's been sitting on the side of the hill there in Morrison for over 65 years, I believe. And, you know, I live down that way, and there's been many conversations as we're driving by Bandimere there, and you look right across the street, and you see that they're building, like, 2,000 homes directly across from it, and the conversation is always how long before everybody starts complaining about the noise of the cars, and they said, yep, they agree to Bandimere, and they're doing, like, a preemptive sell-off and looking for another location, and it's very sad. I mean, I've got a ton of memories from high school drag races to taking my own vehicle up there for car shows. I've done a lot of photography up there. All growing up, and where I live now, you can hear the jet cars on the weekend, you know, and there's just something that's like, it kind of feels like home. You know, like, the races are going on at Bandimere.
Trying to think of where they can move this place so that don't get complaints. Like, where? They'd have to move it 50 miles out of
town. Who knows? Yeah, and then they'll just build up around it again at some point. It is just very silly that they're building all these houses around this place. It really is. Why do we have to take up every square inch of beautiful land for houses that are on top of each other? They're just lined up. Ugh! I'm irritated by this. And you know they're just going to scrape the speedway and put more houses right there, too.
Yeah, the developer has already talked with them about the property.
It's going to ruin the look of the Front Range, man. It's pissing me off, Tom. What else is going on? There was a big fire.
Are you volunteering to move out of Colorado?
No, but I was here first.
Oh, okay. Actually, I don't think that's true.
No, it's not true, but my gosh, man. It's like, leave a little bit of the beautiful land by the mountains. There was a big fire at Disneyland, I guess. They had to evacuate Disneyland because some big dragon prop caught on fire. Oh, this is a big story floating around. We've actually had a couple people text in and say, talk about Lynn Goodman, a fairly iconic reality TV star. Lynn Goodman, one of the judges on Dancing with the Stars, sadly has passed away at the age of 78. He had just retired from the show, I believe, like last November. He'd been on the show for 15 years. They're saying he did pass away peacefully. That show was in heavy rotation for many seasons at my house because it's, fairly family friendly. So we watched a lot of Dancing with the Stars with the kids. And I texted Knickknack about this morning, and she said, "Oh, that sucks. He made Cranky cool." He was kind of a cranky old judge. What are your thoughts on his judging style on Dancing with the Stars, Dom?
Yeah. Look, it's a sad day. A man has died. I've never seen the show, and I don't know who he is. So
he's
fairly
iconic judge. So.
I believe you.
Yeah. So those of you that know,
you watched it with your kids?
Yeah, I mean, it's sexy, but they don't look at it through that lens in their young, innocent eyes. They were just watching, Disney Night on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, okay.
Whereas I was watching the stars. Ever wish you were taller? I know our producer Josh does. The big trend right now in cosmetic surgery is lengthening your legs. They're highlighting this dude, Alex. I guess he was on NBC News. He was 5'7". He's now 5'10". Essentially, what they do is they go in and they break both of your legs up around your thighs and then shove a rod into each leg. The new bone slowly starts to grow, I'm assuming, to the rod. And then they have a little remote that you hit a little bit each day that lengthens the rod up to 1 millimeter per day for the next 3 to 4 months.
This sounds monstrous.
It sounds horrific, Dom.
It's a grisly idea.
And what if the remote malfunctions and it doesn't give you a millimeter and it like stretches you out like 5 inches? It rips your legs off your body.
Aren't there also surgeries that are done that they take bits of bone out so that people who are complaining about being too tall will be shorter? Don't they do that too?
They probably do.
Man.
This sounds horrible.
I wish we could all just be comfortable in our own skin.
The procedure costs like $100,000 too, and insurance does not cover it at all. What else is going on? Don't want to do that. There's a new Icy cereal coming out for Fat America. Kellogg's has collaborated with the company that makes Icy's. You can get them at the gas stations and movie theaters. The cereal is Little Red and Blue Balls that are flavored cherry and blue raspberry.
Did you say blue balls?
Listen, I quickly went over that. They are claiming, though, that there's a secret ingredient in the cereal that cools your mouth as you eat the cereal, like an Icy, essentially. It's chemicals, Dom. How can that be for healthy for you?
I remember as a kid, the big debate was whether the people who said that people who liked the cola-flavored Icy's were weirdos, but I liked the cola-flavored
Icy's. It just tasted like cola, though. You gotta go cherry.
So you were down
cherry, buddy. That's the OG.
I had a nice change of pace though. Every once in a while, does it have to be cherry every time?
It does.
Well, you're a routine cherry guy, so that makes sense.
And it was like
so
an extra.
You probably had your one order at Icy, and then
back
that's
in the day when Target had a food court when I was a kid, it was like a special occasion when Mom stopped and got you a pretzel and a cherry Icy. You're like, what did I do to deserve this?
Same order every time,
my
right?
My grades must be really good right now. Yeah. But anyway, the bottom line is the cereal will make your mouth cold as you're eating it, Dom.
Do you get a brain freeze from the cereal?
It's chemicals. I don't know. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Have you developed any thoughts about Len Goodman in that few minutes?
I miss him already.
Good guy, good guy. We have a Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook, believe it or not.
Hey, I was at least being civil about it and saying a man has died. I just didn't know who he was.
That's all right.
You're the one who's poking fun at it.
No fun at all. I was just curious if you had a chance to look him up in a few minutes.
I probably won't. that the man has passed.
It's very sad. He's
tragic.
An icon. He's a dancing icon, Dom. A dancing icon.
Was he a dancer himself?
I believe so, yeah.
In order to be a judge?
Mm-hmm. Hell of a dancer.
Because I could be a judge on Dancing with the Stars, but I don't dance myself.
You're like, boo! The video I posted on our Facebook has sparked outrage today online. It is coming from a middle school, I think. Yes. And somewhere in Washington. It was at a prep rally, and students and teachers competed against each other in a contest where they had to lick marshmallow cream off a plexiglass window. So they put a strip of marshmallow cream on each side of the window. A student licked one side, a teacher licked the other. But when you're watching this video, it looks like they're essentially licking each other through this whole
thing. Which is funny.
It's really funny. But people are like, you should not be doing this at a
school.
America.
They got to be outraged about
this
something.
This is disgusting. It's inappropriate. I think it's
I'm outraged that you keep calling it a prep rally.
That's what this story says. It was a prep rally.
No, it's a pep rally.
Is there two different ones? Was there just a typo in this story?
Probably. Are you not Maybe familiar with the old pep rally?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know why I call
I don't know
it
what
a prep
rally. Rally is. That outrages me, though.
It's like they're preparing you for a rally, right? It's a prep rally.
That's good.
It's a thing.
Whatever.
Look it up.
Who cares?
When you look up Glenn, look it up. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go. That's all you need.